Blog Talk Radio.
The stars are aligning. Shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain.
Feel and some of us possibly can even see that
things are just not right. Something's not right. Many of us can't put our hand on it, and we can't, you know, can't just say this is what it is or this is what it's not. We just kind of confound right now. Most people are going through the motions. All we're concerned about is Facebook and Instagram and all of the ignorance of the world. And as we are concentrating our time and energy and effort toward things that are really relevant, there around us is a catastrophe that is actually happening. And we brought that information out, I guess, at the beginning of this year about this economy, this fake economy, because basically this economy is an illusion, just like the word retirement is an illusion. And just to kind of rehash where we came from to this particular point, America and a capitalist society is what we call a debt-based society, a debt-based system. I guarantee you, everyone that's under this listening audience can all attest that they've received more people trying to get them to get credit, or here's a free credit card, or here's, you know, here's unlimited credit. All you have to do is, transfer your balance from this account to the next account. Well, the reasoning for that is because the only way that the system can survive is to put more people into debt. We have to recognize that for every $1 that you put in these people's financial system, they are able to use that $1 at least 1,000 times minimum. Think about that. So, again, we're in a capitalist society because they say, oh, socialism is a system that always fails. Well, anyone that's a historian and knows anything about economics knows that a capitalist society always fails also, because what happens is the haves and the have-nots start to separate. Basically, right now, you're in a capitalist society that is part of that's a descendant of a monarch, which that's what those people are in Great Britain. They call a society such as Venezuela a socialist society, which was one of the most prosperous societies in the world up until America got upset with Chavez and started putting all of these tariffs. Again, tariffs are when they are actually dictating how much money can come through your financial system. So that's why when Trump talks about tariffs, tariffs are so powerful, because we are on a system that is controlled by America, and they mandate that everyone uses their dollar to buy goods and services. We probably remember that. So again, now we're to a point where this capitalism is converting over into a totalitarianism type of society, which basically goes back to the oligarchs. Those are the people, the aristocrats. Those are the people that have the billions and trillions of dollars. And then we are the rest of the people who were supposedly upper middle class, lower middle class, the middle class, and then you had the poor. Well, all of those in between are going to evaporate, and I think that most of us can actually see the evaporation taking place, even though many of us can't comprehend what's happening because we don't understand or overstand economics. So I say all of that to say that, and to give you some fuel to realize why this word retirement and this concept is an illusion. Right now we hear about the repo market. The Fed is injecting, since September 14th, $3 trillion into the banking system just to keep everything an illusion, like everything is hunky-dory. And that's why the stock market is flying off of the hinges, because we, the consumer, are paying for the market to go up. Let me make that clear. We, the consumers, me, you, Brother Dwyer, we are going to have to pay for every dollar that this so-called Fed is stimulating this economy. They don't want to call it qualitative easing anymore, quantitative easing anymore. They just want to say we're injecting a little stimulus into the economy. Well, the stimulus over a period of 2 months now has come to $3 trillion. Now, let me ask each and every one of you all, when Lehman and Enron and all of those boys went belly up in 2001 and 2008, they bailed out all of those banks, your good boy Obama, I know many of y'all are going to be upset because Obama was probably worse than Trump. But anyway, that's another story. But they have injected all of this money, and the money that they are injecting is money that you and I are responsible for. But this is to prop up the economy, to put money into the wealthy, rich folks' pocket and keep them satisfied. So, in other words, they have the poor people paying for the liabilities of the rich so that they can have these mega yachts. They can have their private jets, and they can have their properties on different islands, and they can even own islands. And you and I, we're struggling to pay our darn light bill and gas bill. What's wrong? Well, because we have a system that is debt-based and you have a central bank that is controlled, which is called the IRS, Internal Revenue Service, they are controlled by these people, these aristocrats, who dictate whatever they feel is beneficial for their pockets. Not for the people's pocket, but for their pocket, because they're not interested in going broke. And that's why you have them taking this fiat currency. We talked about this fiat currency, which is nothing but paper, and buying up all of the resources, meaning the gold, the silver, the platinum, the palladium, the iridium, all of these different minerals that you don't even realize that are in existence, but you carry them around because if you have that ignorant thing called a cell phone, all of those materials are in there. And you could not have that cell phone, or you could not have 5G or these cell towers without having those particular resources. So, again, they know that. We don't know it. We have this illusion that, oh, I got this money. My bank statement looked good. Oh, man, I got my 401K looks great. You know, I got this 403B. This looks wonderful. Well, that's just an illusion because you could wake up tomorrow and they could say that is worth nothing. So, again, if you remember, I shook some coins up one of the times I was on before. And basically, those are the only type of money that is actually true money. Money is something that has a value regardless to what is placed on it. So gold, regardless to whether the economy goes to zero, gold still will have a value. Silver will still have a value. Your 401k will not have a value. Your IRA will not have a value because this banking system is corrupt and it's actually bankrupt. And we are going through this illusion that this economy is great. We talked about this. The holiday season is embarked upon us. So everybody's talking about Christmas and Thanksgiving and all of this ignorance. And all that is to get you in debt so that for the next 12 months, you will have to pay the interest on all that money you're going to spend now having a good time, and you will never pay off your debt. Just like America could never pay off the debt, it doesn't matter what happens. Economically, they could never pay the debt. So that's why you hear people talk about the bail-in, and that's why you hear them talk about this reset that's going to take place. Okay? So when we think about it, if you ever listen to any of those pundits on those financial shows, all they talk about is the consumer, the consumer. They don't talk about businesses and the business being profitable. If some of you have been listening to the financial world, you just heard about WeWork. We just talked about WeWork in the last 2 weeks. they had an assessed base value on that company of $48 billion. That particular company was did not even have revenue of $4 billion. So basically, these are what you call unicorns. These are lies. These are people that are pumping up a facade saying, oh, I got this great company because all of these subscribers are part of my company. And so what happens when they look and pull the rug from over it, they realize that these people don't have any assets, no funds, no revenue, nothing. All it is just someone saying, my company is valued at $48 billion because we got 10,000 subscribers and all of this ignorance. So, again, getting back to why we're here. We're here because most people talk about retirement. Brother Dwyer, when you did that message 2 weeks ago and explained and broke it down about these Nephilims and talked about this second creation story, which I always baffle Christians when I ask them, I say, well, tell me about this second creation story that's in the Bible that you swear on that is this word from God. Yeah, it is from God, but who is God? So right now you could turn on the channel and go and look and do some Googling and find out about people like the Nomad Camps. These are retired people that are 65 and over that have lost their homes, lost their jobs, and what they are doing is living out of their cars and RVs and campers, and what they do is travel around the country trying to find jobs that will actually accommodate for a period of time just to sustain them until they can go move around to the next place and find a job. I know that may seem like a fairy tale to us here in Texas because everything is booming. We see all these big high-rise going up. We can see more cranes than anything else if you come downtown Dallas or ride up 75. But at the same time, people are going broke. People, you see these folks running around here in these nice cars, 50% of them, they are behind in their car note. People running around here talking about, oh, that's my house, that's my crib, 50% of them are be default and facing foreclosure on their home. So how can everything be so beautiful? Trump blasting out talking about, this is the best economy in the world. The Dow just hit 28,000 the other day. Well, I asked most people, I said, well, how many companies are in the Dow? Oh, I don't know. Well, there's only 30 damn companies in the Dow. And if you're not a mega company, meaning that you have a revenue base of 25 to 50 million billion dollars, then you can't even qualify to be even thought of to put into what they call the Dow. So, again, they give us these illusions and make us think that things are great because we don't understand what they're saying because that's all they talk about. The Dow reached record highs today. Well, how does that affect you when you don't own none of those dang stocks? Does not affect you at all except for adversely because basically they're pumping up those stocks. So when we have this great fall, then everyone who is under this illusion is going to lose everything that they've worked for, and we talk about this retirement. Retirement, what is retirement? Retirement is something that came into existence in the 1500s when Constantine and Napoleon and all of them boys was going around killing everybody and actually putting out this Christianity information. And basically when a soldier would get too old to fight anymore, they'd say, oh, you go and just retire and get on back to the house and, you know, and you can cook for all the other soldiers. That's how that terminology came about, this word retirement. What does it mean? It means to retire or relax or go away from whatever you're currently doing. In society, in this so-called America, people can't retire because what happened is they've taken away all of the programs that were making it available for people to retire. And because we're in what we call negative interest rates right now, you hear them kind of throwing that term around, and certain countries in the world have already explored with that. And that's what Trump wants, because basically what that would do is say, Brother Dwight, you want to go buy a house tomorrow, and I'm the bank, I got to pay you to buy this house. So that lets you know something is wrong with the system, because they are willing to, you call that helicopter money, you have people have talked about it, and this Jubilee, well, the Jubilee is going to be wonderful for a minute, and then reality is going to set in, because that helicopter money that they're going to start dispersing to people at will and giving you thousands of dollars, and like they got everybody now on the goddamn sucking on their thumb, because you got so many brothers and sisters running around talking about, oh, I'm disabled. Oh, I got to get me my check. I get a check. Well, your check is basically worth nothing, and your check will evaporate when SHIT hits the fan, which is coming to a place near you very quickly. But let me just give you a little history about this work. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You just said a magic word. Jubilee.
Yeah.
The last Jubilee was November the 25th, when Donald Trump got elected President of the United States. I'm not elected, was appointed President of the United States, when he gave his speech at 1 o'clock that night. That was the end of the last great Jubilee year from the great Sanhedrin, not the Sanhedrin, but the Grand Sanhedrin, which meet every 100 years. Now, they meet every 100 year, the Grand Sanhedrin. So you know that the people that living, ain't too many of them living 100 years, but they meet every 100 year, the Grand Sanhedrin, from 1489, when they wrote a book called The Protocol of the Learned Elder Zion. If you do have that book, and you can Google it now, they got it on the, I understand it's up on the, thing that you can Google Woogle. Y'all know how to Google Woogle. But read protocol number 20 and number 21 and listen to what Brother Moses is telling us now. And protocol number 20 and number 21 is saying the same thing that Brother Moses is saying, at how they dupe you. But the duping was that these Zionists who own the world right now under the name of Rothschild, once you fought one war with them, and in 1914 Woodrow Wilson borrowed money from them, in 1927 the country was bankrupt. That means that you would never get out of debt with them once you fight one war. America done fought 243 wars and had to borrow from Rothschild. So you never will get out of debt with them. You had to understand what Brother Moses was talking about right here. And it goes a little deeper, because when we go into the protocol, it clearly tells you, if you involved with this nation, which most of us are involved with, this is what was going to happen to this nation of people at a certain time, because they was killing off. But if you got the protocol, go to protocol 20. And 21, it's about 6 or 7 pages, but it tells you everything that Brother Moses is talking about. You had taught, you had hit some high point levels of that's in this protocol of what I go by, of what it is. You just explained some funeral rites to me. When you seen that, when they get the protocol number 20 and 21, you deep as hell in this protocol right now. That means that a whole lot of things is in place for a new world order, a new system, which this system is going to fall. So everybody needs to get ready for it. It tells you exactly what Brother Moses just told you about gold. Gold is the only money, according to the protocol. and silver is next, then precious gems like diamonds, emeralds, sapphires is next. That would be classified as money wealth. But you're going to go to credit and debit. So you could do away with money. In the world, there ain't going to be no money. The only thing going to be is credit and debit. It's just like what Brother Moses is telling us about. But I just wanted to interject that because you're hitting on some high points. So go continue on and teach me so I can find what you're saying. See, you and Carol done investigated for me, and I'm prosecute their ass in this protocol of learning how to talk. Once you tell me, I know where it is in this book. And me and Coke can go to this, and these are civil rights, because that means protocol number 20 and 21 has already been done. And you telling us about it, and we just not able to see it. But protocol 20 and 21 has been done a long time ago in 1914. So this is the shit that we just now getting hip to, because we weren't born in 1914. And this is through an intense study of studying certain things in our study class. And I know you and Sister Carol is fanatical, you know, but everybody in my class is fanatical students. It's about 40 of them that studied with us, Brother Drew. We fanatical. We already know that. We know something that other study groups don't know. And we got people that can teach on each one of these subjects. We have produced that over a period of 30 years of me and Kobe together. So, Brother Drew, go ahead on and enlighten. I mean, Brother Moses, go on, keep on enlightening. Let me see where you at in this protocol.
All right, sir. Well, yes, sir. Everything is about the funeral rites, actually, because, again, I think on the first show that I did, I alluded about that birth certificate of yours. Basically is a certificate that grants a certain amount of credit into the system. That's why they mandate you get your birth certificate, and when you die, you get your death certificate. A certificate is a form of monetary. So, again, we have to realize that these boys have played trickery on us, and the thing that is so phenomenal for me and what I've learned from Brother Dwyer is that everything is opposite. So if these people tell you the sky is blue, you better know that it's yellow or green or some other color, because whatever they tell you, it's a lie, because that's what this system is based off of, is a lie. So, yes, this is a society that basically was stolen and taken over. Actually, the date is 1913 when they actually took over these Rothschilds. When they actually created what they call the Internal Revenue, the IRS, that came into existence to basically dictate how much money they would put into the system. That basically says they have an unlimited checkbook. Now, if you and I go out and write a check and don't have any asset or any money available to provide for this check, they're going to come lock us up. However, these white boys can write these checks, and they can steal our money out of these banks. We bail them out, and then guess what? We get left holding the bag. We go broke. They stole some of my land. And basically, that's how they capture stuff, because they want everybody herded into these big old metropolitan cities like Dallas, because they can lock down a city like this by locking down four or five different roads. You lock down 45, 35, 20, and 30, you got Dallas surrounded. So, again, and it won't take but maybe 200 or 300 troops to do that. So, again, then everything is going to be total chaos. People are going to be fighting and killing each other over trivial things like toilet paper, because you're not going to want to go find a leaf and wipe your behind because you can't get no toilet paper at the grocery store because there won't be anything at the grocery store. But again, so Brother Dwight, you're right on time. And yeah, I know I'm interpreting a lot of this stuff that's already written. There's nothing new under the sun. We're just now in an information age, and a lot of us are waking up out of this slumber and sleep that they've put us in and put this genie in the bottle bull crap. And so again, I'm just wanting to share with Brother Dwight, his crowd, and my people, because I am so, again, I said this earlier, I'm not afraid of anything except for failure, but I am so afraid of what is coming because I see the writing on the wall from an economic perspective, from a social perspective. You think about it. All you see people doing now is running around with a cell phone up in their face. They don't even know how to have an intelligent conversation anymore and don't want to have an intelligent conversation. They'd rather Google and Facebook and do some other foolishness than to say hi. So, again, just imagine when things hit the fan and you're looking for people to help and to work with, and everybody is all selfish. That's what this society has created, a selfish society, is an immoral society. That's why we can have a president who can go and grab a woman coochie and everybody laugh and giggle and say, oh, that's so cool because he got plenty of money. He can do that. Well, me and you gonna do that, Brother Wire. They're gonna lock our ass up and put us in prison. Okay? So again, that lets you know that they're creating a oligarch, a aristocratic system in America that will dictate who will be punished based on how much money you have. So again, I'm sending out this warning to let my people know that you got to get out of this paper. Get you some hard assets. We love this paper because it tells us in God we trust. Well, Brother Dwight has made it simple and plain to us who God really is. So, again, the book also tells us that you will be carrying around this thing, this mark in your hand. Well, you already have the mark in your hand because I'm on one right now. It's called a phone. And that's what I was just alluding to. Everybody has got one. And the government gives them away to people who are on disability and getting their check so that they can track and keep up and know exactly what you are doing, who you're doing it with, where you're going. Yes, sir.
Let's look at something. You touched down on something else. Everybody has to have the federal ID. By October next year, 2020, everybody got to have this new driving license.
Yes,
and
sir.
This new driving license is stored in a computer. It ain't the three of them in the world, one in Virginia, one in Belgium, one in Holland. But the name of the computer is
the
called
beast.
The Beast. And the number
yes, sir.
Of the Beast is 3666. And so he
yes,
already
sir.
Got your ass. He found out that the chip would move on you. And it costs too much to put a tip. But he can make your ass get a federal ID card.
Yes, sir.
Is this a coincidence or a coincidite? No, it ain't no coincidence. They wrote the shit in history what they were going to do to your ass. And I'm looking at something now. I'm looking at my protocol. Let me read this right quick. Gold always have been and always irresistible power held by expert hands. It will be always be the most level to use. This is why we own all the gold in all the countries. Now we ask ourselves, who owned all the gold in all the country, and when it was called in, we got record of that. Who called in all the silver in 1973? Where is it? It is in Rothschild. Rothschild hand and stored where Rothschild is in China. the protocol is you hit down on something. You made my brother go study some more.
Well, that's what we all should do to each other.
Yeah, you know, because y'all keep me on top of it, because I know where this shit is. If you inform me, I can go put my hand on it. If, you know, shit is. They done already wrote down with what they gonna do. You putting it in. You telling me what it is today, and I'm going back. What they say that they were going. What was going to happen? Is this done happen? Is this happening or happening? When we own this stuff and this is in these funeral rituals. But go ahead on, brother Moses. You lighten me up. You enlighten me.
Well, just to kind of allude to what you're saying, and it tells us in the protocol about the guns of China, and they talked about the guns of Japan, which fail. So the guns of China.
Right.
Basically, the guns of China. The guns of.
You own that one. You own that because he said that he would bring certain guns against you, and now we the guns of China. And one other thing, since you said that, if we fight another war, I'm telling all my people how we gonna fight it. It won't be seen. The war won't be seen when we fight it. When they attack you. You ain't going to be able to see it. He fought in silence. What instrument of death? And America only has two of them. Russia have two of them that you can't locate them. China has two and Korea has two. It's only two of them with this capacity that each one of these nations own, but had to know who the enemy of America, Korea, Russia, the Islamic State, they're your enemy. So Russia has this, China has this, Korea has this, and the United States is last on technology because Russia has two of them that you can't contest. So they can put one on the East Coast and one on the West Coast, and you don't know they're there. And silent on is what they were in World War One, too. And nobody talks about this. I'm going to tell you what this instrument of death that's been in California about 5 years ago when they put them into and that's a nuclear submarine. That's the way the next war going to be fought, with a nuclear submarine. They carry ballistic missiles that can damn near destroy everything over here, especially them two that Russia got right now. And nobody is talking about this, and nobody, not too many people, not that you in our study group, know about this. I've talked about this once. They fighting this stuff. Check out ballistic nuclear submarines. Google that and check out that knowledge. I want all the people that's esoteric students hearing me right now. You go check that knowledge out, because that's the way World War III will be fought. Go ahead on, Brother Moses.
You're absolutely right, Brother Dwyer, but the also the silent war is actually the war that we're currently in, which is
right.
Is called this trade war. This is actually
right.
A war, and because America does not have the amount of people, the amount of resources, or the amount of money, they cannot prolong a sustained war of this magnitude with China. Because China has been a country of savers. America has been a country of debtors. So who you do you think is going to be able to sustain through the roughest time, especially when most Americans are obese and most Americans are spoiled because you can't even get somebody to walk to the store. They'd rather call up Sirius or call up somebody to deliver them a sandwich or a burger or something because we are so out of shape and so unhealthy mentally and physically until we could not even walk 2-3 miles if we didn't have a car. So people would sit in their house and die from starvation or whatever because they would be too lazy and too brainwashed and they would expect the government to come knock on their door and provide for them. Your boy Trump already sent out the memo last year telling you, get your 6 months worth of food supply and water. You think they came up with that alert just to have it? No, they're foretelling you what is actually coming because of these trade wars. You can look at the trucking industry right now. Trucking companies are going out of business by the truckload. Retailer stores are closing by the truckload. Why? Because of tariffs. Because the products that we make in America is zero. The rest of the world makes all the products for America and then sells them, and America then marks up the price 500% and 600% and sell it to you. So again, this illusion, everything is a facade. Everything is an illusion. This so-called being in America or an American is an illusion. How can you be, well, they have it to where you are considered an American because when you have that birth certificate, then you're part of the corporation. You're just a number in the corporation, but America is not even a country. So that tells you right there, everything is an illusion. So we have to wake up because just imagine, yeah, when things hit the fan, if they are killing and treating people of color the way that they are doing today and have been for the last 1,000 years, imagine how they are going to treat you when SHIT hit the fan. I'm going to give you a little short story of why I'm saying what I'm saying. I was dealing with a white boy out of South Carolina, a business partner of mine, and I was asking him, I says, man, what do you invest in? And, you know, I invest in gold and silver, and I got storing me some water and gun. And he says, I invest only in lead and brass. I said, well, damn, lead and brass ain't got much value. He says, well, no, but if I got all the guns and I got all the bullets, I can come steal your gold. That particular same day, Brother Dwyer, I went and bought me several guns, okay? Because that cracker told me something right there. You could have all of the supplies you want, and you could be praying to Jesus to protect you, but Jesus will not show up and protect you because he hadn't showed up yet. So, again, I'm not in some illusion that somebody's going to knock on my door and be some my savior or some white man going to drop out the sky and be my savior. I don't have that illusion. I never really did. I was always questioning that illusion. But now Brother Dwyer has helped me to make it plain for myself, so I don't have that illusion anymore. So the same principle with what you're talking about, I got to work 5 more years and I'm going to retire. Well, go talk to some of these people that are 65 years and older and see how many side jobs they have just to be able to survive. And they have their retirement. But, you know, they transition this thing from retirement, you know, from pension to retirement. And you know what they call it now in America? Everyone that's 55 or older get it. It's AARP. So basically that's the history and the true ism of this word retirement, which is an illusion that they created when they created this debt-based system, which they have people dying and fighting over a flag, dying and fighting over a flag of a corporation. is that sick or what? Because we do not know, but that's how easily we are brainwashed. And I'm not only talking my brothers and sisters, I'm talking white folk, green folk, and all other folk. Because, again, yes, it's most going to be detrimental for us people of color, but it's going to be detrimental for everyone because the elites do not care about anyone except for money. And if you are not a billionaire, you do not qualify as any type of worth to them. We run around here and talk about go ahead on, brother.
Well, Brother Mosley, and one thing.
Yes, sir.
When you retire, your mind has to be done conquered. I want and I need. And your mind needs to understand what your need is and I want. And you have got to put I want completely out of your way of thinking to have peace of mind that I have on retirement. Credit that you get from the government. So I'm telling everybody that that's the only way that you can have peace of mind, because if you want something and think that you need something, then you can't have peace of mind and be on retirement. You got to work 5 or 6 jobs, 6 or 7 jobs, and all of this because of one simple reason. I want and don't know that the only damn thing you need is food and shelter.
Yes, sir.
Once you have food and shelter, that's peace of mind. Your mind got to understand this. I'm telling you what the mind got to understand, that I'm at peace with food. As long as I got food and shelter, I don't want for a damn thing, because a want, as my daddy said, that's a goddamn luxury. But how
yes, sir.
Many people can discipline their mind to their thought? And that's what that's what I'm talking about. When you have to retire and then have to work because I won't and don't know what the hell that you need. Go ahead on, Brother Moses. I had to throw that in there.
Well, you're just putting fuel on the fire, because, again, you're absolutely right, because, again, I just alluded to the fact that most Americans, we are so greedy. I mean, we eat more than the average person. One American eat more than probably 100 people in the world.
You got you conquered with this way of thinking. You got you conquered with thinking that you need something.
That's the illusion. They keep you in the rat race, and that's why Americans work more hours than any other people in the world, and they are the most unhappiest people in the world, because
go back to what you said at first. This economy is based upon what? Debt. The most debt
yes, sir.
You have. See, that's all of that
time. Hey, Brother Moses, Brother DeWine, I just want to throw this comment in there. There's a couple of things that people can go and watch, you know, off this day's topic. On Netflix, you can go watch The Laundromat. It's called The Laundromat. And you will see how they move this money around. And another movie, you know, since we were talking about survival and what's coming down the pipe, they got a new Netflix series called The End of the World. And they picture it, nothing but bullets. So the two things we can just interject that goes with the topic today. All right, go ahead.
Thank you so much, brother. Well, the tragedy is they painted, you know, and we have to recognize what is the job of Satan. His job is to make things look really beautiful. That's why when they talk about Lucifer, he was the angel of beauty, this angel of light. So what have they done? They make everything look so beautiful, but it's so rotten on the inside. So and where we are, I want everybody, if you'll go check out a movie, and since Brother Drew brought that up, go check out this Twilight Zone, Season 3, Episode 3, and see where you're going to be if you're not surrounded by people of like mind. Twilight Zone, Episode 3, it's the third series, because it will show you how people will truly react when things go awry. And this is what intimidates me, because I don't feel like I have 100 or 200 people in my inner circle that I can call up and say, hey, man, shit done hit the fan. We need to go and mobilize. Because everybody's like, well, I'm selfish. I got mine. But you can't guard your back door. You can't guard your front door. You can't guard all the windows at your house by yourself. So if there come a situation where we got 200-300 people coming and converging on your home, it doesn't matter how many guns you have. If it's only one of you, you can only shoot one at a time. So, again, we are in trouble, and unless we stop talking and start doing and coming together and putting action into place, all we're doing is blowing smoke in the air. And I don't give a crat ass about how much knowledge you have or what you think or what you know. If you're not preparing and trying to formulate a group to be able to help protect and survive, you're just blowing smoke in the wind, and that's basically all I have to say.
Okay, let me know, Brother Moses. I've been doing that for 3 years preparing, and I definitely got soldiers, so need to hook up.
Well, I need to be with you, brother, because we need evacuation route. I've said this before. I have a refugee camp in South Carolina. Land just there waiting on the people. We got every resource on there we need, food, everything else. I'm for real about this, and it makes me sick to deal with all these so-called Negroes that's got all this knowledge and information, but yet still we so damn stupid. So I hate to put it like that, but that's where we are. We all about selfishness, all about ourselves, and I got this, and I'm this, and I know more than you and all of that. That don't mean nothing, because we all need each other. And unless you really, really can truly realize that, you will not survive what's about to come.
Yes, sir.
Brother Dwyer, I appreciate you guys to the hilt, man. And again, apologize I haven't had a chance to get back, but I'm making arrangements. I got evacuation plans. I'm trying to get the hell up out of America, because I don't want to be here when it goes crazy. I plan to be in another whole country. So again, I am truly fearful of what's coming, and I'm not a person that fear anything. So we can take it however we want, you know, and say, oh, he's just a punk or whatever. Yeah, I'm a punk, but I just want to make sure that my family survive. That's what I want. And I'm going to do everything in my power.
Brother Mosley.
Yes, sir.
Brother Mosley, you done opened up a can. Yeah,
I'm here,
you
sir.
You made me look back into some stuff that I had marked that you just told me that had come into existence. Listen to this here. On page 67 in the protocol, by the simplest, senseless phrase of democratic rule, we shall divide the Christians into political party. We shall destroy the unity of their nation. We will sow this clause everywhere, reduced to importance. They will bow before the laws of our bank, always united and always devoted to our cause. We shall force the Christians into war by employing their pride and their stupidity. They will mouth each other and clear the ground for us to put our own people into existence. That's on page 67 of the protocol. Well, goddammit, ain't we going through that right now?
Yes, sir. That's what I'm telling you, brother.
Boy, so
I'm just saying.
Yeah, see that study that you brought back the study. I went back and I read this shit in the protocol, so all this shit is here. And when you told me about it, I went back and I'm looking at this here, and it said every 100 years we the same the Grand Sanhedrin would meet in order to examine our progress towards the domination of the world from the Christians. Our enemy, the Christians and the Muslims.
Yeah.
And they clearly state who they enemies are, the Christians and the Muslims. And
yeah, because they designed
they
it.
Right here how they did. They wrote this book is 527 years old. Shit, they ain't lying.
All you have to do is read it.
Henry Ford wrote a book called International Jew. He didn't lie about this book, shit, but shit, nobody know about them books. They're not too many, not look like us. And they still don't know what they They don't know what
you know,
being collab in our group.
Let me just say this real quick, Brother Dwyer. You know, when I speak with the Anglos, they look at me and they says, "Wow, I've never ever met a person of color that is concerned or realize what's about to happen. You're the first person of color that I've ever met that have any kind of understanding of what's about to happen." Because all the rest of us concerned about Kim Kardashian and Jay-Z and Beyonce and all this other ignorant, dumb shit that ain't going to equate to nothing when it comes down to it. But these white folks are preparing. A lot of them are preparing, and they have no problem with if they see somebody that looks like me or you walking down the street, they just going to pick you off because they got these high-powered rifles that can kill you from a mile away. So we better wake up, and that's all I can tell you is if we don't wake up, you can look at your babies, your grandbabies, and all of them and say, you know what, I'm a shithead, and I'm not going to do anything for your future except for party and have fun and bullshit and worry about when the cowgirls going to win a football game next week. That's all we're concerned about. I'm out.
All right. Shema Yahavada. Ya Amin Ya Ika Kamariya. Until next week, bro, Drew.
Kamariya.
Kamariya. Peace.
Man, Drew, damn it.